Barbados is putting more emphasis on building design and resilience in the face of climate change. That's according to Senior Minister William Duguid, who says climate change is real. He was speaking in Parliament as government introduced some proposed changes to the Catastrophe Fund. This is to allow homeowners below the poverty line to better protect their roofs in advance of a hurricane. It is also to allow the fund to reimburse the National Housing Corporation as well as the Urban and Rural Development Commissions for assistance they have already given to some of the 17,000 households hard hit by Hurricane Elsa last year. According to Minister Duguid, the projected cost of $108 million in housing repairs for Elsa, at the time a Category 1 hurricane, underscores the importance of design and resilience.
These days, with building resilience, what we have found is that culverts have to be wider and deeper to be able to carry a greater volume of water in the period of time it's expected to carry it. That is one way of doing resilience for roads. The camber of the road, camber is the curve of the road. A lot of people don't appreciate, they think a road is flat. Roads are not designed to be flat. They're designed to carry the water away from the middle to the sides. What we found is to be able to take that water away faster, we had to change the camber of the road, which is the hump, the middle part is higher than the sides, so that water is diverted from the front, from the middle, into the sides, and into the drain. The thickness of the asphalt, the type of material used, not limestone, but changed into granite, so that we don't get water seeping through the cracks and forming holes and destroying the road just because we get a little rain. Because you're going to get more and more rain, and you have to design for that. From a hotel point of view, we encourage hoteliers not to have any hotel rooms on the ground floor, but raise it up so that you reduce the risk of storm surge, so that you reduce the risk of flooding in habitable areas, so that the design is to Category 4 and not to Category 2, so that the windows are designed better to be able to take the higher force winds. And of course, when we come to houses, the gradient of the roof, a higher gradient, and a design, be it rather it is hip or gable, but designed so that it can withstand the winds. But we go further, and this is the important part of this, is to give householders an opportunity to be able to access the catastrophe fund, not after the catastrophe, but in advance. Those below the poverty line, we are given an opportunity for them to retrofit hurricane straps and collar ties.
But the senior minister also knocked the Barbados Light and Power Company for refusing to replace its wooden light pole with a more flexible one made of hollow concrete.
There are 80,000 light poles in Barbados. So in about 14 to 15 years, they've been able to replace all of the light poles across this nation with a better, more resilient light pole, making the country more resilient to be able to provide electricity after a catastrophic event. You know, Mr. Speaker, they shelved that when the company was changed. They shelved it. Because they say, oh, where we come from, they got a lot of wood. And in any event, if they have a catastrophe, they ain't got nobody to sell electricity to, so they then in a rush to put back no electricity service. Why disagree with that? And I think that a company focus on the bottom line and not understanding their social responsibility, I have a problem with. Because companies in this country, and companies that are essentially monopolies, whose responsibility it is to provide an electricity service to the houses and the businesses of this country, should do everything in their power to make sure that their infrastructure is protected.
Senior Minister William Duguid speaking in Parliament. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor. Wise financial thinking for life.